Welcome to All Things in the Name of Love. If you like this show, please like, subscribe, and share. Thanks. Welcome to another episode of All Things in the Name of Love. And today I have with me a very powerful two beings of light, one of whom I know pretty well, especially in past life. And the other I just recently met, but I feel their heart resonance very deeply. So I want to welcome both David Maria and Vivica Kalma. And thank you both so much for joining me on the show. And David mentioned before I pressed record a little story. So I found out a little while ago that I was a daughter of King Solomon. David happened to be King Solomon in a previous lifetime. So when we met, we had this soul resonance that was really fascinating to uncover. And I'm so grateful that you had the consciousness to be able to receive that and that we've had this journey of unfolding. So I want to thank you both for joining. And I want to ask you, well, let's go with you, Vivica, first, because I don't know anything about you, a little bit about your journey.
Maybe we will talk about our journey with David. So maybe David can start and I just will then share mine, how it's related to my story, his story also.
Okay. Well, then we'll go.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. All right, David.
I will be happy to start.
Thank you.
Vivica and I are the same soul. We are a one soul being. I am her. She is me. We are always connected to each other. We're always in communication with each other. Energetically, telepathically, we are one being. When I went to Africa in 2018, in December of 2018, making that really long story very short, I was initiated while I was there, one of many that happened. And it was like being struck by lightning bolts five or six times very quickly coming down through my head. At the exact same moment. Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I can continue right now. My part of my story. So in exactly the same moment, or when David went to Africa and was initiated, I lived in Finland and I had a similar experience. So I had a full body Kundalini energy and awakening experience exactly in the same moment when David was initiated.
Wow.
And yeah. And after that, I start to receive different downloads and transmissions and every night regularly. And our connection, our heart connection started to open up with David. And I didn't know anything about him and he didn't know anything about me, but I start to feel, or how it's manifested, this connection. I start to feel this really, really deep longing. And I start to look for something. I didn't know what I tried to find, but it was such a deep call. And I start to look different videos and do searching in internet. And one day I saw one of David's interviews with Elizabeth Wood. And the moment I saw David and I heard his voice, and my heart recognized his voice, because his voice is also carrying his signature. My heart just opened up so widely, and And I stopped to cry. And I felt such a deep love, what I never felt before. And I felt this love only to our Creator, but not to a human being. But and after that, I went to David class, and in David class, I felt the same really, really deep heart connection with him. And every time when I saw and when I heard him, I just felt that his voice, it was so familiar for me. And it was when he spoke, it was like a love song to my heart. And every time my heart just melted, literally. And and one moment I realized also then transmissions that coming through David. At the same moment when he received transmission, I received the same transmission in the same moment, exactly in the same moment.
Okay.
So I wrote him and told about what I feel, and my higher self stopped. You gave me a little puzzle pieces who we are and what this connection is, but I didn't know anything. Does he remember me? Or and yeah, and one day I just asked him, does he want to do with me? I speak light language also, or language of mother, and does he want to do like language session with me? And I want to offer him as a gift. And you can tell more, Dr. David. Sorry about my English.
You're beautiful.
I still in love, so.
Her English is perfect. Mm-hmm. So the first class that she came to, it was one of the classes that you've attended in the past, Sophia. It's was the Freedom Course. And in that, this was, I knew all of the people that were coming. I didn't know who the new people were yet. Mm-hmm. But the moment that she came onto the call and turned her camera on, in that instant, I knew that I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And after the class, I also sat down and cried for a long time. And she went through the course, and then I was going to offer it again. And I invited her to come as my guest. And the reason that I invited her was that I wasn't conscious of this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Was that my heart knew I could not bear to go another 3 months without at least seeing her once a week in a class. I did not know how to approach her. Not at all.
Yeah.
And even though she was writing me letters, I was stuck in, this is just another one of those teacher-student things. I can't go there. I just can't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started writing that we were experiencing, that she was experiencing the transmissions, not after I received them, but the exact same moment that they came through. We were receiving them simultaneously in the same moment.
Wow.
So we got together like this to ostensibly to play and see what that might be like. And then our hearts just began to open with each other. And all of a sudden we knew. All of a sudden we knew, not only are we one soul, this is the first moment since our soul was first created, which is an eternity of journeying into incarnation, trillions of lives that we have ever been in incarnation on the same planet in the same timeline. There have been many times that we were on the same planet, but one or the other of us was just being born and the other was leaving. So there was never an opportunity to come together. And so this is really, really special. And one of the more that we share with each other about what our lives have been like, the more that we have come to realize that we have been tracking each other just in the exact same way that we had the initiation at the same time. We have been tracking each other ever since we were born. Her experiences have been identical to mine, not the physical experience, but the emotional content. We have both tracked each other like this constantly. That's my comment too. That's my response also.
That is so, the word is the just divine, because to be able to come together, especially at this time of consciousness, I mean, I think this is why you came together, because of this time in consciousness, but the magnitude of the awareness that you're sharing with me is hitting me so deeply in my soul that I'm just feeling it and I'm trying not to cry because it's so beautiful.
Keep your hands and feet inside the right at all times, because it's going to get even bumpier.
Okay. So since you made that comment, I want you to elaborate.
Yeah, and we haven't been together physically in our another human experiences, we always hold each other. And when we start to remember who we are, I start to remember also when David was a child, when I, with our soul team, went to his room, and every night I put my hand, not physical, not in physically, but I didn't born yet, but I put my hand to his heart, and I hold his heart. So we always been connected, always, just not in this physical realm. So we always hold each other.
Always. And I cried for a long time when she told me that, because my childhood in that time frame was, as you know, Sophia, was pretty rough. And it's a much different perspective on your childhood once you become an adult. But at the time frame, I was hurting a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and exactly the reason why I came every night, that he will remember this love who is. And I sang also my heart song, that he will remember, that he don't forget.
She was reminding me that when we both grow up, that we will meet again. Not just in spirit. And as you know, I live in Mount Shasta in Northern California. She lives in Southern Spain.
Oh, wow.
And it doesn't mean a thing. The distance is non-existent. What she feels, I feel in the moment. What I feel, she feels in the moment.
Wow.
So a lot of one soul beings have tremendous difficulty being together, because they are the same being. They're just like each other. And if there's something that just drives one of them batty, the other is going to do it and trigger them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, maybe they're not emotionally ready to do deep work,
mm-hmm.
and one or both of them runs. That doesn't happen with us. The phrase that I like to use to describe us is that, like first responders that run into a situation, immediately run into it rather than the other way like most people do.
Mm-hmm.
We're like first responders of the heart, first responders of love. If one of us is experiencing a difficulty, the other one rushes in, not necessarily to fix, just to be present and remind us who we are, remember who we are. And I would love it if Vivica would share a little bit about what happens when we're together. Because we're together a lot now, we're sharing classes together. And what happens when we're together is now very public. I would love it if she would share that.
I share a little bit about that, but David also told that we can be with each other presence and why we can be, because we really see each other. And what I mean that I really see this divine perfection who David is, and he also seeing this divine perfection who I am, who we all are, but just we're holding this, we are divine mirrors to each other, we're holding this image of this divine love, divine perfection, who we are. And this, the more he loves me, or the more I love him, the more I love myself, and the more he loves himself. And this is, when we are together, the field, what we're creating, or what's surrounding us as us, this is divine love or grace, and this is us. And the grace, we don't share or send love to each other, we become this love, this grace, and this grace flowing through us as us. And this is what we share in our classes also. And we can call this field also unity field or divine love, but very essence of everything is this divine love. So grace is divine love. So this we all really are. And this field helps remember other people also, this their very essence, who they are. And we are not only divine mirrors to each other, but we all divine mirrors. And what we do with David, it's reflection of people also. The people also in this class can feel this reflection of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
In class. In classes, in classes, when we share what it is between us, how the love flows between us as us,
mm-hmm.
and it's only the last couple of days, to be honest, that we're really understanding that energy that flows through us, that divine love, that it's grace, grace from the I Am presence. And it comes through as a gift, for every single person that is present in the classes. It's not something that we can force on them, but it is offered freely as a gift. And if they choose to receive it just a little bit, even just a little bit, is a quickening in their hearts, that they begin to remember or remember deeper who they are. And it only is continuing to grow deeper and deeper and deeper. The more that I love her, and I love her unconditionally, the more that I love her, the more she loves me, the stronger and bigger and brighter the energy that flows through us is, and it becomes, it's, you've known me for a while now, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
You've never heard me speak like this before. Never.
Your frequency is so different.
And I am forever changed
mm-hmm.
from just being in her presence, let alone discovering that I am her.
I feel that your energy has, I mean, you've always been grounded, but it's more settled in you. I'm trying to articulate what I'm feeling and I'm having trouble with the words, but it's a different frequency. Okay, so the sensation I'm feeling is it's like a caramel-coated, yummy, soft, warm, loving energy that I feel. And
maybe tenderness.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Tenderness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this tenderness is also very, very key to open up our hearts more. So this is my perspective. That the more tender we become, the more just this resistance
mm-hmm.
in our hearts start to just melt away. This is really our superpower, and the more tender we are, the more wide open our heart is.
Mm-hmm.
This tenderness, just everything just melts away. And when we are together with David, sometimes we just don't feel even our hearts, because it's the more tender our heart that is, it's one moment is just one united heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this heart is heart of all creation. And there is nothing personal, no conditions, just love.
I would phrase it, yes, the tenderness is so incredibly deep. I would also say that it's unbelievably deep vulnerability to let her see everything about me. I cannot hide anything from her. It's not possible. She is me. She sees everything. But I'm unable to do this. I can't put up any filters between us.
Mm-hmm.
There is this deep, deep, very raw vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, is a complete and total surrender. I just completely let go and allow myself, which just saying the words sounds incredibly silly. I completely surrender, and I just dissolve into who she is. The phenomenally deep love and open heart that she is, the incarnation of Divine Mother that she is, what flows through her. And it just allows, it allows me to just let go so much that I transform in that love. And the more that we talk about it, the more that we share it, the more that we tell each other that we love each other, the more that we tell each other how much we love each other, even though that's a very human thing to do, mm-hmm. the more that we express that privately or publicly, the stronger it grows, the larger it grows. And I can't speak for Vivica, but I see no end to it at all. I see only more and deeper expansion and surrendering into the all.
So I'm hearing this, and it's a clarification of a question that's coming through, and it's because I feel the difference in the vibration between a twin flame and a one soul. And my sense is the twin flame is a distortion of the one soul because they haven't emotionally evolved enough to step into that level of vulnerability, but I'm not sure if you can speak to that, but I'm just curious. Or I'm being led to be curious.
We're not halves of a whole.
Okay.
We are wholes of a whole.
Okay.
We are the same being. Wrap your heart around that. There's not two beings that are here interviewing with you. We are the same being, and we always have been. And whatever the reason, we bifurcated at one point in terms of the journeys that we were choosing to go on. Mm-hmm. But this is the time of union. This is the time of remembering that we not only are one being, we've always been one being. And her and I are a perfect reflection of that. Even though we've gone on multiple journeys by ourselves, we've never been separate from each other. You know how in quantum entanglement, if any two particles of matter have ever been together, no matter whether they're at opposite ends of the universe or in different universes or in different multiverses, what one feels, the other one will feel instantly. Mm-hmm. And it happens instantly because there is no such thing as space when we start talking about quantum level being. So I'm in California right now. Where are you located?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in Oregon.
And she's in Spain. Mm-hmm. And all of us together in this moment, we are in the same quantum space. Mm-hmm. There's not an iota of distance between us, not in the slightest. Mm-mm. And the same with her and I. There has never been distance between us. Because it cannot be that way. It can't.
Yeah, and right now we're just dissolving this illusion of separate, that we were separated. So, and the more this illusion is just melting away, the more we instantly feel each other, know, see, even hear each other without phone or zooming. So We always connected, always in every moment. So he feels what I feel what he feels, and we're communicating through our hearts. And very, very often we're just sitting together in Zoom, and we just our hearts spoken with each other, and in the language of love. So.
Whenever we do anything together, Sophia, and it doesn't matter what it is, if all we have to do is focus on the same thing in the same moment, it could be meditation. It could be like right now, I'm seeing just her picture, and it could be just looking in her eyes. It could be playing, I've used this silly example, could be playing a board game of the old Tiddlywinks. It doesn't matter what it is. When we focus together, there is a field of unity consciousness that forms around us. And we're now saying that that field is grace, because grace is so precious. Grace comes to all of us only when it wishes. It comes unasked for. You can't call it to you. Comes when it wishes, and yet it is forming around us, through us. And as we learn how to love each other more, and every day when I wake, I ask to be shown, how can I love her more? As we learn how to actually love each other more, that field of grace grows larger and larger and larger and larger. And I know that it's palpable because I know you can feel it. And it is only continuing to grow larger and larger and larger. And it is linking up, if you will, or syncing up with all of the other beings that are currently here, that are holding steady in that high vibrational consciousness, no matter what school or teaching that they're a part of. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. What's the only thing that matters is holding that space, staying in that very high frequency vibration. And it's beginning to link up, and it's creating a field around the entire earth and around every single human being on the planet. No matter how asleep they might be in the density, it doesn't matter. It still surrounds them.
When you talked, Sophia, about this concept of twin flames, it's my perception, but how I feel that this concept still holds his separation, twin flames, but one soul concept, this is unity. This is one united being. And this is how I feel how there is this difference.
Yeah, because when I think I met a twin flame when I was down in Mount Shasta, and I felt the unity. He was terrified of it and ran away, and I don't talk to him anymore. So it then comes to do, is it a, hold on. Are more one soul and two bodies coming into consciousness on the planet at this time?
Yes, and more are incarnating. And some of them have We're as a one soul, we're really blessed. We're incredibly blessed in that both of us at our core have always done our own work. And both of us know how not to project our a trigger, if we're triggered, onto the other unconsciously. And yet it has evolved way past that. Way past that. Because now our understanding is that if she is triggered, I have that same thing inside of me. If I'm triggered, she has that same thing inside of her. And so when I talked about us jokingly being first responders of the heart of love, we run towards each other. Maybe not to attempt to fix. Fixing is usually people want to fix somebody else because they want to stop feeling whatever it is the other person is feeling, and they need them to be fixed and stop. We don't do that. We don't do that. We allow each other to fully experience what we're going through. And the energy of it is eventually going to come to neutrality and release. And the way that release usually happens is that energy, that programming, conditioning, whatever it is, gets lifted up to our heart where it is loved so much that it just dissolves into the energies of our heart. And this may be just me. I'll let her speak to whether or not she agrees with me on this or not. One of the things that I feel very deeply about is that even though we're not done with the work that we need to do or that we are doing together, because we both still do have triggers. We're not done cooking, as Ram Dass would say. That we are also here as a model for all of those that, for whatever the reason is, cannot or have difficulties being together, like you described. For two beings to come together and really mesh. There can't be a lot of emotional maturity distance between them. They need to be able to stand in the fire of each other's stuff as they go through it without freaking out at the other person and running away. And that's part of what we are modeling, if you will. Energetically, even if it's not directly with the other people. I'll let her speak to that if she would.
Yes, exactly how you describe and what I believe. So we all can transform our relationship to this unity. So it's possible to everybody. It's not only about us. We are one soul, but
Right.
it's we, yeah, but it's possible to everybody.
Well, what I see, I have reluctantly become a master of working with triggers.
We all do.
And so I actually look forward to finding my triggers. And
Absolutely.
yeah. Because I don't want them anymore. It's
No.
like I can't integrate them if I don't know what they are. And I have the
Yeah.
emotional maturity now to know not to blame anyone for them because they're my triggers. Nobody else has them. They just press the buttons on me. And I go, ah, but I don't do ah anymore. I go, oh. Where is this within me that I'm feeling this discomfort and be present to it? And allow myself to love myself enough to receive the wisdom from it. And I love that you're modeling this, because it needs to come into consciousness more and more, because I don't know many people who embrace triggers as like I do.
Well, first off, we don't necessarily have to go get a shovel and start digging in the backyard looking for them.
Right.
They rise.
They do. They do.
In the moment that we're ready to be able to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of it is that this is not about what we're describing is not about couples.
No, it's interrelating.
It doesn't matter if you're completely and always will be single.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always be alone. And that being alone is not being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
It's working with the male and female, the divine feminine and the divine masculine parts inside of you. And it can be related to a couple. It can be related to a relationship, to a long-term marriage or a very committed partnership, whatever it is. There are correspondences that happen inside every single person, no matter what your relationship status may or may not be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part, the deeper part that I wanted to express, that the modeling, her and I, we are blessed in that we have a mirror to be able to look in, and it looks, she looks at me, I see myself, I look at her, she sees herself. And not a lot of people doing their own work have that mirror. And even though there's not a class yet come through for that, one will. And whenever that is, I have no idea, I have no control over that. That I know, they come through as they come through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
but that modeling of navigating the process of uncovering, well, not intentionally, as you said, you know, we're not going out with a shovel, but like when that arises within it, when that shadow aspect arises through us to be seen, having someone, even if it's our non-physical team, holding space for us while we feel it and not go through the old programs of blaming or victimization, that is such a necessary learning.
For anybody that is undergoing their own level of shadow work, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Be gentle, be tender with yourself, be kind to yourself. This is just stuff. It's just stuff. Imagine, if you will, that inside of you, you are a hoarder. That you've been holding on to all kinds of stuff that you didn't even know that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing is just, we're just giving, taking the trash out. We're making compost. We're letting go of things that are not us. And as those layers fall away, we discover we don't become something. We just remember who we've always been. Nobody becomes self-realized. As you empty yourself, you discover realization has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
As almost every accomplished master has ever answered the question, What surprised you the most when you became self-realized? And it was that the door is always open. In fact, there is no door, and there never was a door. If there is,
and when we...
sorry. if there is a door, it's your own creation.
Yeah, and when we're talking about triggers, then they relate just very often to parts of ourselves that we don't still love unconditionally. So when David triggered or I triggered, we just, our heart just asking, please bring this part of yourself that still don't feel separation, still don't feel that it don't deserve love or that you don't love it unconditionally. Bring it on. Give it to me. Sometimes we just hold it part of ourselves. But everybody can do that by themselves also. So we just one soul, and it's easy for us to do that. But everybody can do with ourselves. Just ask to ourselves that. Bring it on, this part that still needs this unconditional love and to feel separation. So
it's a joyful process to love yourself back into remembering who you are.
I've noticed with myself, this is just delightful to share and just being called to share it. So the past 3 mornings I've woken up with these delightful dreams. And the one I had this morning was, I think it was a raccoon and a giraffe being friends. No basis, no context, just woke up with that image. And I felt so much love over the delight of that experience in another dimension that came through to me because I was open to receive it. And it just opened my heart more, and I woke up crying tears of joy because it felt so delightful to feel that level of innocence unfolding in front of me.
In the past, Sophia, I would have said, "Yeah, you are a strange, 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 strange woman."
Yeah, I know.
And now my comment is, how incredibly beautiful.
Thank you.
How incredibly beautiful that you are feeling the energy that is already here, that what is commonly referred to as New Earth, or one of the versions of New Earth, where all beings are peaceful with each other. So...
Thank you.
And we very often just sitting with David and feeling this energy, and we're both crying. We just cry because of love that we all are. It's just beyond of the beyond.
There's something truly magical about joyful tears.
I couldn't agree more.
So I'm being guided to ask you about what your offerings are at the moment, because I want to make sure that we get to talk about that, because I think it's really trying to come up with the right word. It's I don't want to say important, but it feels timely what you're doing.
April 7th at 9 in the morning Pacific, we will be offering, the day before the full solar eclipse on the 8th, although we're already in the eclipse window, We're going to offer a class on connecting to the still point in the very heart of Gaia. And I describe still points, I describe most people's consciousness as being like a pendulum. And a pendulum, once you give it some momentum, it will continue to swing, gradually losing energy until eventually it comes to a still point. Most people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to let go. So they're constantly putting their own energy back into the momentum of that pendulum. And that's so that they can constantly refresh and recreate the image of who they are, both a self-image and a projection out to the world for others to see. And they never get the opportunity to experience stillness. And so this particular class is coming about through our dear, dear friend, Shas Beatty, who, when she was 3 years old, guided dragons that came to her that asked her if she would guide them to the heart of Gaia because they didn't know how to go there. And as a three-year-old, she went there. And it's different now. It's changed. But she brought a tether with her. And she connected it to the heart of Gaia. And she wanted to help. All she had was an orange. It's the only gift that she could give her was an orange. But she said, don't worry. She connected this tether to Gaia's heart. Said, others will come. They will know how, they will follow this tether and they will come to you. When you enter a point of stillness, a zero point, and you let go, that is a moment that you truly can step into the void. That's a moment where you can truly let go of everything. And I do mean everything. Anything you're holding, anything you still believe or think about yourself or who you are or what you are, yada, 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 blah, 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 all of those details. You can truly let go. And just be. And in that letting go, eventually, whatever length of time it might, may or may not be, but eventually something brand new that you have never known, that you have never felt, that you've never had the awareness that this is really who you are, it comes to you. And so we are offering this class for as many people as wish to come. And you can't even sign up for it yet, but you will be able to today. The transmission has finally completed today. For everybody that comes, this field of stillness that will be created, not only by Vivica and I, we're just part of this. Every person that attends will contribute their own presence and their own amplification, if you will, of that moment of stillness. And that field will glow large enough to surround the entire earth, all of the collective that is here, and make it available to anybody, no matter where they are on their path. And it is a moment of opportunity to let grace come into your heart and soften it and begin to remember who you are.
Wow.
Sunday after that, I'm sorry, it becomes.
I thought you're finished. I just wanted to say that this void, this magnetic energy that everybody feel when they went to void, or everybody felt, this is Divine Mother. This is energy, this is magnetic energy of Divine Mother. And what happens, it's this void opens, this is womb of all creation, it's this womb of Divine Mother. And there is all creation have born, and this is like rebirth of everybody. So Gaia is a living mother. She's consciousness.
And she's emerging as the star that she is. And I shouldn't even say emerging. She's already emerged. She's already the star that she is.
We're just catching up to her.
Yep.
I definitely feel it. I've been gifted with jewels in the grass after rain. I've been seeing so many signs in Central Oregon of the vibrancy of the new energy, and it's pretty magical.
It's already here. We all live in the vibrational frequency version of Earth that is who we are. And so we live in a really magical place.
Mm-hmm.
So then the week after that class, again on Sunday, which will be the 14th, then we're offering what we sometimes call Second Sunday. We offer a free class once a month for people just to come and regenerate themselves. You might call it healing. My expression is healing through alignment, just continuing the deeper alignment in ourselves. And as we do that, whatever conditions we may be experiencing, they begin to dissolve. So we do that on the second Sunday of every month. And although there's at least six or more classes ready to come out, none of them has stepped forward, at least to me. Maybe it has to her. It says this will be the next class, but there will always be at least one and maybe two new classes that we offer every month. And of course, we look forward to everybody joining us.
Well, how can people find out more information about that?
In our website.
And cheers.
It is theedentemplate.com. And we offer also private sessions.
Those private sessions, you can book a light language session with just Vivica. You can book a private session with me. And I tend to be more finding places where there's really, really stuck energy someplace in the body of the energy fields. Or you can also book a session now with both of us together to where I do some work, she does light language work.
Oh, wow.
And through April, all from now through April, we are offering discounts because we wanted to celebrate the fact that now TheEdenTemplate.com is our website, not just mine. So if you wish to book a session with a light language session with Vivica, you can use the code LOVE and receive a substantial discount. If you want to book a session with me through all of April, you can use the code MORELOVE and you'll receive a 50% discount. And if you wish to book a session with both of us together, if you use the code Even More Love, all one word. And yes, we spent a lot of time laughing about what we were going to choose. It was great fun to figure these out, to see what resonated with both of us. And in essence, if you book a session with both of us, you'll pay full price for Vivica and you'll get me for free. We just really want to celebrate us,
mm-hmm.
and what is happening, and just allow everybody to experience as at whatever level that they wish to experience that we're available for. And it was originally we were going to use the code celebration, and then that just wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's just when we are together, we very often are very joyful because joy is also we're laughing a lot, and joy is also expression of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's also expression of love, so it's very fun sometimes.
I am so grateful that you both took time out to have this beautiful, heart-expanding conversation with me. And I just want to honor you both for all the work you've done individually and are doing together, because I feel it really profoundly. And it's such a gift to know each and both of you. And I want to thank you both.
And Sophia, we didn't take time out to be with you. This is a joy. This is a joy to be with you. This is a joy to share with you. I can't speak for Vivica, but I can pretty much feel her right now. It's a joy for her too, but I'll let her speak for herself.
Yeah, and this is such a honor to know you, Sophia, and feel your beautiful heart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
You're so welcome.
And
thank you, dear Sophia.
We're happy to come back and join you anytime you'd like to have us as a guest.
Thank you. Thank you.
Preservation of our soul shine. I can feel it, yours and mine. Close your eyes and witness it inside. In your bones, you will know. Trust and let go. And let it flow.